momentarily.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody.
And our guest today is psychic Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am. Aloha, Dale. And aloha back to you. We were talking about something a moment ago, and I wanted to explain the situation, okay?
Okay.
You were saying I talk more about Richard than I do about Blythe, and that's true, okay?
And Richard is your friend, and Blythe is your husband, just for the listeners, so they could follow along here.
Well, actually, we have a three-way. No.
No. Dale.
No. The thing that I'm trying to say is that I'm writing a book and another one. And it's called As a Sun Sets in Hawaii. And it's basically all about how I met Richard in Hawaii. He wrote a book, which he is now getting republished, and I'm writing about excerpts in his book because, I'll tell you why, it sounds weird, but he wrote about me 25 or 30 years ago in his book. He handed me the book, and he said, "You're in this book." And I'm going, yeah, right. Anyway, so I started reading it, and I realized that everything he wrote, or a lot of things he wrote in the book, were like L.A., all the places I lived in, Studio City, all over the place he wrote about. Plus, he had the name Blythe in there, and plus, he had the name of one of my best friends, Rose, who was an Indian, American Indian. So this was so bizarre. It was just so bizarre.
Wow, that is.
Yeah. I mean, how could somebody write 25 years in the future, then you meet the person in Hawaii?
No.
I mean, that's
crazy.
Okay. So, and then he's, because Blythe works so much, he's with me in the good times and the bad times, and he's there to help me all the time. And as well as Blythe is too. But so I have two men in my life, and I'm proud of it at my age.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are sensual, so I'm not surprised. You know what? And I don't want you to go when you're here. I want you to be always around. I have another friend like that too that's sensual, and I know now the difference. Thank you.
Oh, you do. You do.
Well, you told me yesterday. Or the time
I told
before.
You.
Wait,
I told you
last Friday. Oh, it's been a week.
Yeah, it's been that long. I even forgot what day it was today. I mean, if Johnny doesn't call me and remind me, I don't know. I mean, you know, with all this COVID virus and all that stuff, I don't know.
I agree.
You know, it's weird. Hi, Johnny. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, you sound good today, Johnny.
Yeah, for the listeners out there right now, I was watching TV. Some may be aware of it, some may not. But Ruth Ginsburg passed away at the age of 87 today. And that's a real sad thing, and very sad. So it should be very interesting. Should be very interesting what happens. But
what's interesting is now that Trump is going to probably be able to put in three Supreme Court justices, which is, you know, a big deal.
Yeah, or they may make him wait till after the election. I think like they did with one of the other presidents, Clinton. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody. Who knows? I don't know how that works, but I'm sure he's ecstatic, so he can put in who he wants.
Okay, I have something to say going back a step, though, about Ruth Ginsburg. Okay, there is a new movie and it is about her life. I have not seen it. It is called On the Basis of, Her Story Made History, On the Basis of Sex. That's what it's called. Felicity Jones plays her as a young woman, and I thought that you would find that really good.
Is that out yet? Is that out? Is it on?
Yes.
Or is it on Netflix? Or somewhere?
I'm going to go on and check that out, but I will send you the information so you can try to find that. Watch on Showtime with Prime Video Channels.
I don't get Showtime.
Okay. Well, you might have to wait a little while. On TV. Well, you can. I'll send you this, and then you can see if there's any viewing options that you have for it. But I thought you would find that interesting since you like her, and so this movie will probably be even more popular now that she's passed away. And rest in peace, Ruth Ginsburg.
I don't know anything about her, but I've heard her be very profound in her speech and making statements that, and I was quite pleased with that, and I was blown away with some of the things she has said in the past.
Yeah,
but
I bet
that
movie's good.
Yeah, I bet you would be. I bet you really would be. But anyway, we'll say a little prayer for her and God bless her on the other side, and let's hope that everything is good. Do we have anybody yet, Johnny, or do you want to give out the number?
Yes, the number is 516-531-9874. And we do
call
have
in. Call in, everybody, and get in line for your
get a call
psychic reading.
What? You're both talking over each other.
You want to call her? Are you ready, Dale?
Yes.
Yes, I am. But I'm really,
I just
want to say one thing I start. I'm really into this new book, and I got my word processing to work. I haven't written a book since 2000. So it's 19 years since I'm writing. And I wrote one page that I was very proud of that I just started. And I let Richard read it. And he liked it too. So it was kind of fun. And I know he's listening, so. Anyway.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay.
This will be your sixth book.
This is area code 631. You're on the air.
Hi, caller. You're on with Psychic Gail Shearer. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for taking my phone call. I'm Suzanne, and I have two quick questions. My first one is...
Whoa. Suzanne, where are you from?
I'm sorry, Long Island.
Long Island, New York, one of my favorite places. You know what I remember very well about Long Island, and they probably don't have it anymore. Remember the old bakeries that they had in Long Island? Do they still have those?
They have bakeries, yes. I don't go to a lot of them, but they have bakeries.
Did you ever hear of a Charlotte Russe?
Yes. I think it closed down, but yes. Yes. There's a closing store.
No. This is a cake with whipped cream on it, Charlotte Russe.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I'm dating myself. Anyway, they had them in Long Island, very special places, and it was kind of neat. But what are your questions, darling?
Yummy. I'm a bus monitor now. It's okay position, but I have to travel back and forth because it's just in the morning and the afternoon, so I have to come back, so it's like 38 miles. It's not enough money. So I'm applying to one place where I worked a few years ago. I don't know if they're going to rehire me or not, either a teacher or a teacher assistant or someplace else. That's what I really want to know.
Okay, you don't have to talk so fast. There's no time limit. So it'd be teacher or teacher's assistant. Is that correct?
Teacher aide or teacher assistant.
You would definitely get it. Definitely. Now, timing, that's the problem. Because of the COVID virus thing and what's going on, it may be, the timing may be weird or different, but you will definitely get it. There's no ifs and buts about it.
The schools are open in New York, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Full time and everything, or 2 days off. but special education is 5 days a week because I'm on a bus 5 days a week for them, taking them to school and bringing them back, but I'm a monitor. Do you see the school that I used to work at that's, like, close to home, or they call me? My friend, who's 84 years old, was working there as a teacher, really just doing bathroom duty and stuff, and she just resigned, quit, but she mentioned that there was an opening, and then I went down there a couple of days ago on Wednesday and applied.
Well, keep one thing in mind. They consider what you do extremely valuable, and they may not want to let you go because you are valuable. And if you can convince them that maybe there's a possibility of you doing both, you could
no,
do
no,
that.
No, I don't want to do both. I don't want to. You can't. I don't want to, you know, go on a bus, run for lunch money, go back on the bus, you know, for 7 hours worth of work and work 12 hours.
I'm working as a
bus monitor, not for that district. It's for a school company. I work, you know, I'm trying to work.
But the answer to your question is you will definitely get it. Timing-wise, I'm not sure exactly when, but I want to say is don't give up.
Okay, so like October maybe?
You're picking the time. I have no idea. No, psychics are not good on time. But I would say the only way I could do it is say if I look at months ahead, I'd say within the next 6 months.
Next 6 months.
No. You're not hearing me. You're too busy talking. It is within 6 months. So that could be one day to 6 months.
Okay.
So don't worry. Just keep applying. Keep talking to them. They are very pleased with who you are and what you've been doing.
Not the company I'm at now. They like me there, but I don't want to be a monitor.
I'm aware of it, dear. Okay?
Yeah.
I can't go any further than what I've done, except for you will get the position you're looking for.
All right, that's good. I'm hoping sooner than later because I'm traveling 38 miles back and forth for 5 hours worth of work as a bus monitor.
Oh.
And then it's hard on my back on the...
Just don't worry, because worrying is not going to help the situation. So Dale says just, you know that it's going to happen. And when you know that and you're putting out that energy of relaxing, that relaxing energy and knowing it's going to come to you, then it will. But all the doubt that you keep having, then you're going to block it.
Yeah.
That
I don't have any doubt. I'm just saying this job doesn't pay enough and it's hard on my back on the bus with the bumps and stuff. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but now you're just vocalizing. You asked a question, we gave you an answer. And I thank you very much for calling, okay?
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
And Dale, now I see the resemblance of Judge Judy. When Johnny calls you Judge Judy, that was exactly like Judge Judy right there.
Give me a break, you guys. Put Richard on. This is bull. I can't believe you're both calling me Judge Judy. Why?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Oh, because she would tell people. Now you're not listening because you're talking. And that was exactly like Judge Judy.
Oh, sorry. No,
it's like
back east. If you're back east, you just tell it like it is. If you grew up in L.A., you kind of airy-fairy, do weird things, and then tell them like it is.
Right. I was always good with the judges, though. I just answered the question, you know, a few words. That's it. That's all they want to know. They just want to know.
What were you doing with judges?
Oh, throughout my life, you know,
I backed up into a person
in the car, things like that. They weren't a pedestrian, but you know, little things like that. Yeah.
Well, I'm very lucky.
Anyway, if
with,
it was something bad, I wouldn't tell you on air.
Okay. I'm very lucky with talking my way out of tickets. I think I've been stopped 5 times and never got a ticket. So I'm really good with that.
Cute. Yeah, I bet
that's
so.
Good. Okay, Anna,
right.
What's going on?
Our next caller is a blocked number, but I screened it, so I'm going to put this person through. Hello, ma'am. What did you say your name was? Sherry?
Hi, caller.
Yeah, Sherry.
Hey. You're on live with Psychic Del Sherry.
Hey.
How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. So I'm evacuated.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in California.
Okay. Why the block number? We're okay with numbers.
I'm on Skype, so I don't know why it came up blocked. I just called.
Oh, okay. Did you know that Microsoft bought Skype out and that they're going to go away pretty soon? Are you aware of it?
I didn't, but I know they're trying to move everybody to Zoom and stuff like that because there's money there. Skype was always free.
You're right. We've been on, in fact, Richard and I have been on Zoom. It is the program is a bit hard to get on. It's unbelievably, I have to do 7 steps to load it, and I was going to think of going back to Skype, you know, but I don't know what they're sold to Microsoft, so that's very interesting. Anyway, where are you from?
I live in California.
Whereabouts?
I'm in Northern California.
Can you give me exact
like
city?
Butte County. Butte County.
Where is
Forbes
Butte County?
Yeah, it's northern. It's the Sierra Nevadas. It's a little town in the mountains.
Oh, that's interesting because I've been in Sierra Nevada, but you're on the California side. Are you near Sacramento? Or are you near, you know, any of the other areas within there?
Oroville is the next closest.
Okay,
you
got it.
City, Oroville.
I was trying to pinpoint you. Okay. What is
I'm
your
north
question
of
here?
Grass Valley.
North of what?
Grass Valley. I didn't know if that helped.
Beautiful area.
Yeah.
What can I help you with?
So I was thinking that I was going to be moving this month and to a new place in another little town not far from where I'm at. But we wound up being evacuated for fire, and I'm still evacuated. This is our 11th day. And when we get ready to go back home, I don't feel like my home will burn, not the one I'm in or the one I'm going to. But do you see me moving anytime soon, or has everything been pushed back, or what's going on?
Oh, boy.
That?
I'm sorry, honey, that that's happening. I've lost a house to fire, so as a child. And I know what that feels like, you know. Go home to a place that isn't there anymore. But, okay, so are we talking about you going to look and see your place that could have burned? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I want to know, does the place that I found that I was going to move to in this little town, it's also at risk of burning? Does it burn?
Okay, give me the name of the town.
That I'm going to, it looks like it is called...
Hello? What happened?
Yeah, I think we lost her because, we apparently seem to have lost her because it was disconnected.
Well, okay, maybe she can hear me. I don't know if she can hear me, but the town she's going to, the house is safe for now. And I don't really see it burning at the moment. The fires are, I wish we could get her back, but maybe if she'd call back.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know. I would appreciate, I would like to talk to her. You know, these fires are just like so bad. I mean, we have had a whole month here of not being able to breathe. I mean, you know, having to wear masks and all that stuff.
I know.
That has not been fun.
No. Are you in a place where they are warning about air quality?
Yes. In fact,
okay.
The pool that I go to, I go every other day to the pool. We have a swim center, and they close the pool, and that's indoors, you know, to give you an idea. Yesterday, today it was open. It's fine. Today I actually saw blue skies, so somewhat.
Oh,
but they're saying that it's, you know, it may be a while till everything clears, and it's rough. It's very rough. And where are all these people going to live? It's pretty bad. I mean, nobody understands what it's like to go to a home. You know, you're just going home, and the house is gone. I mean, you can't sit and cry over it because it's materialistic, and it's, you know, not, you're alive. And I remember the weird thing of my place burning down as a child. We lived in Lakewood, New Jersey, and my parents had a restaurant, and above the restaurant, we lived in an apartment, and I had a dog, and her name was Sandy, and that dog, they wanted me to go to my aunt's to visit, which was in West New York, New Jersey. I didn't want to go, but they coerced me and said, well, you can bring your dog, and I brought my pillow, you know, and blanket. You know, I was a little kid. I was maybe 10 or 11. And when we came home that night, which seemed to be about 1 or 2 in the morning, it was gone. There was a lock on the door saying, cannot enter. And the weirdest thing was when we called, they thought we had burned in the fire. And when I went back to school, I got a standing ovation, and I didn't know what for. I mean, you know, it was just so bizarre. Yeah,
so they all
just
thought
very bizarre.
Your family was lost, and then you show up, and oh my gosh, wow, that's intense.
Yes.
And you were at your aunt's house during the fire?
Yes, I was at my aunt's house.
And their whole restaurant burned down, and your apartment on
that's
top
why we
do?
Had it. We had to leave Lakewood, which was one of my favorite places to live in the universe, because I used to bicycle 10 miles a day, and I loved it, and went ice skating and horseback riding. It's a beautiful place to live, just all very similar to Tahoe, and I just loved it. And it was no more, so I ended up, we had to live with my aunt in West New York, New Jersey, which was very different. It was a city, but it had the view of all of New York City, which was fabulous. And so a new life began for me.
Wow.
I've had a lot of crazy things happen in my lifetime. A lot of crazy things.
Wow. I mean, it just shaped you into who you are today. And to realize what really is important is a lot for a little child to go through. Everything's wiped out. Yeah, all your photo albums and all that. I cry when I see a lady when she goes back to her house and it's all just embers and she's crying. She's like, this is all I have. What I'm wearing is all I have. I cried. I mean, you're right. I mean, we don't understand, but we kind of can understand when we see them crying on the news.
It's empathy, mm-hmm. but you got to realize that it's materialistic. It can be replaced. A person, if my dog died in that fire, I probably would have been in a shrink's office for 20 years. I mean, you know, but I had my dog with me. So I was happy. I had my dog and had it all.
Oh, thank goodness.
I was happy, you know, but I understand the fire and the nature and, you know, of what these people are going through. And a lot of them have no place to live. The rents are humongous. It's like, what do you do? I mean, you are thrown in with a family that may or may not want you, and you are stuck living with other people, you know, and it's rough until you can make your way and find a place. And now They just don't have enough places to live anywhere for people.
And they don't even have a car because their car was probably burned too, and they have nothing, and they're waiting for their insurance policy to come in, and they are stuck with nothing for a long time. And there's
that
many
is very
families.
True.
Mm-hmm.
That is true, and the the weird thing about insurance is they'll only replace the value of the car of what it is now, not what you bought it for. So it's kind of weird, but you can always rent a car.
So good.
No, you can always rent a car if you have to, but I don't know what I would do now. I mean, you know, pretty rough.
It is. Wow.
Okay.
Sorry to bring the show down between death and Ginsburg and fires. Let's bring it back up again.
All right. Let me another call. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, caller. You're on the Psychic Del Shear. It's your turn to get your reading. Hello.
Okay.
Hi, Miss Del. Hi, Miss Del Shear. I'm sorry. Thank you for taking my call, and I'm glad nothing happened to you, ma'am, because you are a very great helping people and very accurate. So,
thank you.
Yes, I'm glad that you were safe, and I feel full of people, and it is scary.
It's very,
anyway,
but you know what? Things happen for a reason, and it put me on a different life's path at that time, which led me to who I am now. So it was a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was just a little kid, but my bicycle could be replaced, and, you know, life was different. But anyway, how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Another question. My car that I'm driving right now, it's been very good and reliable, and I keep up with all it. But I kind of see I'm not sure, and this is true. The radiator liquid is, I have to put in have a bottle each week for the past almost four weeks now. I don't know.
Okay, wait.
That's happening.
Stop.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, where are you located? I didn't get that part. What city do you live in? Hello? Johnny, why
yes,
can't they
hear? Arizona.
Okay. Now, you're saying you have a car, but you got to keep putting in radiator fluid into it?
The coolant has been low. Like it's been low for almost 4 weeks now, and I put coolant
okay.
in there. And
well, I'm not a mechanic, but you definitely
sorry.
Need to send your car to a mechanic, because what it seems like to me is either you have a radiator problem or you're going to need a new radiator.
Okay.
Are you there? I mean, there's no two ways about it.
Do you think maybe it's the hose? I had that problem.
It could be.
And...
I just went through that myself with my radiator, and it very well could be. But you're not going to know until you take it in to a mechanic.
Okay.
And in Arizona, don't you have like what do you have mechanics wise? Do you have Schwab's? Do you have Tires Plus? Do you have Firestone? What do you have?
Yeah, we have Walmart, Firestone, O'Reilly's, little shops for business owners.
Okay, well, I would definitely take it into Firestone, which they tend to know what they're doing. So it could very well be a hose, so I wouldn't worry about it that much. Okay?
Okay.
One more question, if you don't mind. We're coming in October, so that's good. In the holidays, do you see like in the next couple of months, like if I able to have contact with one of my male friends?
Well, that's an ambiguous question, and Johnny, I was just going to have you ask them to be specific. Which is the male friend you're referring to?
Letter L as in land, as in lion, as in, I don't know, land site, letter L.
Okay. Only if you make the effort. If you make the effort, yes. Okay.
If I make the effort through texting?
Yes, you can go through texting or call,
okay.
either or. The new way, nobody answers the phone anymore. They just text.
That's true. Should I wait till after the holidays?
No. If you want to talk to them now. You're scared that you're going to be rejected. Well, if you're rejected, at least you'll know now. So let's not worry about it. I mean, you have a chance and take a shot.
Okay. That sounds excellent.
Yeah.
It was nice talking to you. It was
nice talking to you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Delcher. Thanks for calling again. Bye-bye.
Huh?
I recognize her. Right. I recognize her that she has called in. She also gave you some very nice compliments because, you know, I remember you helping her before.
Well, that's possible. But, you know, Barbara, when I do a reading on anybody, I never remember what I've said. It's like a psychic blackout, you know. I can't keep all this stuff in my head, so, I don't know.
Well, that's why it's good that it's all being recorded. And when you did readings before, you would always record them because it's some kind of thing that you're a vessel, aren't you, that you're just delivering the messages. It's not coming from
you
personally. I am
the messenger, and I've done shows before where people get mad at me, and I said, don't shoot the messenger. Hey, what can I say?
Right. Yeah, I get it.
So everybody seems so happy and up today. I don't know. I have a leg problem, my knee problem, but everybody is just so up today. I don't know what's going on. So how do I make you happy? How do I make you happy, Barbara?
You know what? I'm up today, too, because I'm glad I woke up without a stomachache. I had one yesterday. And
why are you having a stomachache?
Because of kink. Well, I just don't think that I ate something right, and it was just that was it. That I have a sensitive stomach, I think, and because I'm not sick. I am not sick at all.
Yeah, so it's just a sensitive stomach.
You know what? I want to ask you something. May I ask something? I know we have callers waiting, but I have been forgetting to ask you as a psychic this question. Do you feel that I have any allergies? From food.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Go to an allergist and be tested.
Okay.
I think you have allergies in general, but definitely a few food allergies and just stuff that
tell me
doesn't
which
agree
one.
With you.
Tell me. Sorry to interrupt,
I don't
tell
know.
Me what is coming through. Oh, you must feel something's coming through, something spicy maybe, some kind of food. Thing. It's a food that every
well,
time
how
I
do
eat
you
it.
How do you do with lactose intolerant dairy?
That could be part of it, but I think it's something else that is worse. But that could be part of it, and I do want to go, and I'll find one with my insurance, and I will do what you say. But I thought maybe if there's some, I think it's peppers. I mean, I might as well just say, I'm allergic definitely to jalapeno peppers, and they're in everything. I love salsa, and they're in everything. One side of my head gets all, like, inflamed, like, and my right ear, it gets, like, swollen.
Barbara, don't eat it. It's that simple. I'm allergic to the weirdest thing. I'm allergic to lemongrass. And anytime I go to a Thai restaurant and I try and I eat lemongrass, I can't swallow. It's weird. So I've learned to not eat it. It's
okay,
that simple.
But I crave
you
it.
Know,
why would your body, why is God doing that to me? He's making me crave Mexican food, which I love so much, is salsa and chips, and then I can't eat it.
I don't think God's doing anything. I think you're doing it to yourself.
That's why I get these stomach aches. It literally burns my stomach lining, and I'm eating tons of radishes. I love the spicy food, and I think there's some kind of roots out there and peppers that it's just they're saying, hey, no, that's too much. That's too much for me.
Well, I think you've answered your own question, and you need to stay away from it. As much as you love it, there's a lot of things. If we eliminate it from our diet for a while, then you can reintegrate it back into the diet lightly, and it could work fine.
Okay, so this should be interesting. I'll go to the doctor, and I'll come back, and then I will let you know what
they
say.
Do tell them about the peppers. I mean, that's really important. And you want to go not to a doctor. You want to go to an allergist.
Okay, I will. I'll find one tomorrow, well, Monday. So thank you, Dale. Thank you so much.
No problem. Okay, Johnny, did you say we had some more?
Yes, we do. We have a few more. 860.
Hello. Hi, welcome to the show. You're on with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you?
Good, how are you? This is Amla from Connecticut.
Oh, well, how you doing in Connecticut?
Good, I'm doing well. And you?
You know her?
How are you?
I just know her from calling in a lot, yes.
Jonathan asked if I was calling in, so I called in. So I was just going to ask you a quick question, I guess, for the next month, I guess, what's the message that you're getting loud and clear from me?
What? I don't understand.
Do I need a more specific question?
More specific.
Johnny, you need to really say that.
When people
call in, it has to be specific, or it's like, what did I eat for breakfast yesterday? I don't know, you know?
Yeah, okay, I understand. Okay, so I am looking for in-person connection, and it just seems like because of my frequency or vibration, it's like universe is like, don't settle, because these people in the last month and a half or 2 months, if they're just not up to par, they don't follow through, and I'm just like, no, no, and no. And it doesn't have to be, it's male and females. They're driving me, it's just bonkers. It's like the metaphorically speaking, I feel like snow is slapping me sideways with the universe providing with these people, bozos. I mean, they're just, it's terrible.
Okay,
anyway,
but
the point
what happened
is,
you don't realize something. We manifest people in our lives. And I have to go with what Barbara says on those things too. We create, if we concentrate on specific or certain people or certain things, we do that. And we create those people to come into our lives. And the minute you say, no more, I don't want that anymore, I'm not going to allow that, new people will emerge. And you can be specific. Right. On the new people that you want to come in, and they will come in.
Okay. So that was my question, basically. In the next month, I think that's, like, reasonable. Do you feel, sense anything, any insight with that, meeting people and like-minded people and possibly meeting the love of my life?
I can't do time. I don't know.
Okay.
Psychics are not good on time. But are you going to meet someone? Yeah, but you've got to manifest exactly what you want. Exactly to the T. Write it down. Write it all over the place. Do whatever you need to do and manifest that type of individual to come into your life.
Okay.
Actually, have you ever watched The Secret? The DVD on The Secret? Have you? Or you can get it on Netflix? I do too. I have too. The one who actually did The Secret originally, Rhonda, can't think of her last name, but they were very interesting to teach how it worked. But it's a simple method, believe it or not. Just if you get a chance, watch The Secret, okay?
Okay. Kamala, have you watched The Secret ever? Have you ever watched that?
Oh, absolutely. Right when it came out, it was 07.
Then watch. Then watch it again.
Okay.
But the original people that were connected with The Secret was Rhonda Brimes or something and her husband. They were the ones that actually wrote The Secret. And Barbara, do you want to hear what The Secret, the actual meaning is of The Secret to get what you want?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. I was reading a lot. I had tapes, like you can't believe, on that. And in my car, I had CDs. And all you have to do is concentrate specifically on what you want, specifically for 68 seconds. That's all you have to do. You should be driving in the car. You can shout it out, shout it out, shout it out, shout it out. 68 seconds. Let it go at that point. It goes up into the universe and lands on where it's supposed to land and brings you what you need.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So you have to believe.
Well, whether you believe it or not, it will happen. I've done it 100 times.
Okay. But how do people know it's exactly, how did they know 68 seconds? You know, how did they come up with that?
I have a clock on my car, and I just look at it, and I know 68 seconds.
How did they come up with telling people, okay, 68 seconds, do this for 68 seconds? What made them know, okay, you have to do it for this time amount?
I don't know. All I know is the one thing that I know I've done as a psychic forever, if I create something or manifest something or want something majorly, if I think about it really hard, it happens. Give you an idea. If I wanted to go to Taco Bell, say for sake, and I was hungry and I was thinking Taco Bell, Taco Bell, Taco Bell, Taco Bell, and all of a sudden we get there, there's 50 people. I mean, I'll walk in and then I turn around and there's 50 people in line. Because you're putting it out there.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's the same principle. But I don't know how it works. I don't know, you know,
law of attraction, your energy. You're attracting people. Like my dad will walk into a restaurant. Oh yeah, but and then it will fill up when he walks in because his energy is so good. Yes, go ahead, Amala.
I just have a question because, like, what gets confusing, well, at least with me when I watched it, and what was directed to what you just said, is that what's the difference between, like, I want it and being attached and, like it's like you're attached to it. You're craving it so much. It's like you're desperate. What's the difference between that and saying
well,
it?
Well, that's the word. That's the key word. No, that's a key word. You can't be desperate to it. You just have to look at it and say, this is what I want.
Okay.
And not be desperate at all. If you're desperate, nothing's going to happen.
Right. And well, even in your energy, if you act desperate and like, I want it, Taco Bell, like it just sounds like you're desperate. It feels desperate even just saying that. I think it's just a matter of believing it and feeling it, isn't it?
No.
That's a question.
You have to just.
No.
No. You have to look at Rhonda Brimes, the originator of the Secret. Just put the originator of The Secret up in your internet, and it'll show you who it was. I just can't think of her proper name, but I've read all her books. I've listened to all her DVDs, and when you project it, you will get it.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
If you take care. And I know Amala gets, she's very spiritual, and she's really in tuned. But if you are feeling like it sounds desperate, then the universe, which is so powerful, they're going to pick up on that. It's going to pick up on that so quickly. So just watch that again. And I have really good news, you guys. The Secret movie just came out in 2020. Katie Holmes is playing. I sent that to you as well in your text, Dale. And we can watch this movie with these wonderful actors in it. and that just came out.
Is that on HBO or Showtime?
I'm looking that up too right now of where. So I always go to the database, everybody. IMDb is the database where everybody who is a writer, director, producer, actor, anything like that, they have you in their database. If you're, you know, SAG, ASTRA. And then you can look up any movie or any actor and find out, and then it also gives you a list of where you can watch it. So I suggest doing that. That's the database for the entertainment world.
What is the database called?
IMDb.
IMB like boy, B like boy?
No. IMD as in Delta, B as in Bravo.
Can you
so
text me?
NBO?
Yeah.
Sure, I did. I already did. I forwarded it to you, and so, but I will text it manually as well. But that should be really good, you guys. That secret movie.
Okay.
That totally.
We have two more callers. Do you want to take maybe two more callers?
Well, what if I said no?
No. Okay, you're right.
No,
then it would
course.
Be up
but,
to you.
Well, Johnny, give your phone number out again, please.
Sure. It's 516-531-9874. So I, okay. All right, well,
we were talking. No, hey, Johnny, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I like talking to Dell in between each caller because that's
right.
What this is about. It's not just like put your caller
right.
After caller after caller.
I understand.
You know, I mean, we're human beings here, and it gives Dell a little time to take a breath in between all of these. I mean, do you know how much energy that takes her to focus on this? Yes, probably a lot. Okay.
Recognize that. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go
great.
To the next
call. Right. Okay. The next to the last caller. In other words, there's two more. This is.
Unless somebody calls. Johnny. Hey, Johnny just gave you guys the number. You want your free reading?
Right.
Call. The next after these next two, then you'll be the third. So start dialing.
Okay. 786 is the next one, okay?
Hi, caller. You're on with Psychic Gail Shear. Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Luz, and I have a question regarding property.
Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Oh, Florida. Okay, good. And your name is Lou. What part of Florida, darling?
Miami.
Okay. How's the weather there now?
Can you repeat that question, please?
How's the weather there now?
Ah, it's been cloudy.
Are you getting any of the smoke or any more coronavirus going up? And you got a bird or something?
I actually haven't been watching the news. They're really depressing, so I don't really watch the news. All I know is that I have
you
a 5-year-old at home.
I
have to call her.
I've been quit watching it lately, too, so I know the feeling. Okay. So how can I help you? Are you wondering about property?
Right. I'm still living in the marital house of the divorce, and I would like to ask, by when do you see me moving out into my independent life again as a single woman?
That is a rough one. It's not real soon due to a lot of things that are going on, coronavirus and people trying to find places and that type of thing. What type of work are you doing?
Well, currently I am on FMLA, to help my daughter with school at home. I was working at a homeless shelter as a quality manager, but Yeah, I'm not getting along with the COO, so I've been interviewing virtually with other companies and would love to land a better job with people that actually do value me.
Okay, but I didn't quite understand what type of work it is. What type?
Quality manager. Quality manager.
Barbara, are you getting that? Quantity manager?
Quality manager?
Quality assurance, quality improvement.
Quality.
In a homeless shelter.
Okay, I'm getting the fact that you might move to a different state or further down the state than you are where you are now. I know Miami very well, but I see, I don't know north or south, but I'm seeing maybe toward Pensacola, toward that area. I do see jobs for you, and I do see you being quite successful. Time-wise, I'll say within a year or less, and it's going to be good for you. Okay.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the last part? Because there was an interruption there. Sorry.
Okay, what part did you not hear? Up to what part did you
hear? A year, and then I heard a huffing or wind or something like that, and then I didn't know what else you have said after that.
Well, it's going to be all right, but I see you moving toward Pensacola area, toward the Gulf, toward that area. There's going to be an opportunity for you to do that. And if not, you can stay in Miami, get a different job, get an apartment, and all would be well. You have a couple of choices in there.
Well, I would love to move away from Miami. I have a 5-year-old daughter that I'm sharing with the father 50% of the time. If he was to give me my custody, I would very happily move outside of Miami.
Well, let him pay for it.
I know. I wish. My divorce is still pending 3 years later. And I'm living across the street from his mother-in-law, from the mother-in-law. So I can only fingers and pray that.
He sees someone else. He definitely sees someone else. So it's going to happen in time. Not to worry. Just keep looking. A great job is going to appear, and it's going to be good. So just hang in there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Seems like, Barbara, we're getting all work-related jobs today. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I love it when you can see something about somebody doing something to somebody. Oh my goodness, it's impactful. Last night I was listening to one of our shows with you, and you were, my birthday show, and you said somebody's watching you. And I'm like, oh yeah, they always are, there's haters or whatever. But then I listened to that again, and it affected me differently. Because I had a lot of things on my mind. It was my birthday, but I listened to that again, Dale, and I started going and locking all the doors.
I didn't mean bad. I didn't mean bad. Just somebody's watching you.
And it was
bad.
Too late to call you.
No. There's no bad. You have no bad. So I wouldn't worry about it. But
it's not watching me around my neighborhood. You mean watching me on.
No.
Maybe
no. Somebody.
Okay.
Somebody likes you and is watching you, type thing.
Oh.
But no.
Okay.
There's no harm.
Oh, good. I'm glad I asked. Okay.
So I'm glad
you asked too.
That was important. That was
so
very
important.
You told
that caller. You told her that there is somebody that is cheating and they're with another woman, and so and you had no doubt in your mind. The way you said it, I could hear it in your voice.
Yeah,
you had no doubt.
I'm kind of good. I'll give you an idea because we have a little time. But in Hawaii, this lady came to me for a reading. Now, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but her name was Peg, very good friend of mine now, older. She lost her diamond ring, and I helped her find it, okay? But the next time she came back, she brought a picture of her husband. And she had no idea that what I saw, he was having an affair. And since then, we had named the person he had an affair with Dolly Dimples. But the whole point was that I saw it. She wanted to know, and, is everything okay? And she confronted him, and he actually said, yes, he was. I've had that happen several times.
Wow.
You know, many people would have known. Right. Well, she would have eventually. But many people can get busted by a psychic. You know, like if you're doing something wrong, if you go to a psychic, you can get busted.
Yeah.
If they're good.
Oh,
if
I'm
they're
sure.
good.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't see
And the
that.
Guy can
they
be
don't...
sitting right there. Or the guy or your girlfriend, whoever, could be sitting right there. You may just not tell them the information because would you ever just not tell them the information because they're sitting together?
I'm not an airy fairy psychic that kind of like, you know, beats around the bush. I like Judge Judy. I tell it like it is, you know, and I tell it like it is. So it's rough sometimes. It's not easy on me. Sometimes when I work on a murder case, or I don't do that anymore, hopefully, but when I work on a murder case, I'm the one that breaks the news to the family that their child may not be, you know, and that's rough. That's rough, you know.
So
there's so many aspects to my field and what I do.
Yeah.
Very different. But anyway, we have one more caller.
One more caller. But before we go on to the caller, I have a story to say. You know, my father, he worked with a guy one time whose job it was to tell the family member that their relative had passed on. The only problem was that he made the mistake of telling the wrong family.
Oh, my God. Who did he work for?
Well, he's the guy that worked with my father. He apparently went out in the waiting room and he told the wrong family that their relative had died. I know, it's embarrassing. Well, anyway, there you go.
Okay. Share and be positive. What's going on? Who do we have?
There you go, 347.
Hi, caller. You are our lucky last caller. You are on live with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you and what's your name?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York, from Long Island, New York.
What part of New York?
Long Island.
Why do we have all Long Island people? They must tell other Long Island people. It's really weird. Okay.
No, it is weird.
It is very weird that the majority of our, you know, I should do a show in Long Island. I'd probably be a big hit, you know. It's just
these
people know me already in Long Island, but maybe because I was from Jersey, and, you know, that's part of my heritage, New York. So, anyway, how can I help you?
I have a work question as well, but also I'm curious about a love thing that I have with someone, but changes with me and my current job coming up.
Okay. Where do you work now? Type of work?
I work as a receptionist in a medical facility.
Okay.
That has other other departments.
What do you want to go into?
I'm sorry?
What type of work do you want to go into?
I wouldn't mind growing with them and going into either administrative or even to a different department than I'm in right now. Overall, of course, I would like to work with helping people, working with children or animals. But with this current job, it's a good company if I could just get out of the department I'm in because it's not very nice. And I just would like to either go to another department or go to a different job because it's just getting harder for me.
Well, have you talked to them about that? And what do they say?
They just keep saying, you know, you can't transfer. You can't transfer. No, there's no other openings. And, you know, you can't transfer. But there's so many openings. There's so many departments. And I'm not sure.
You're gonna have to do it on your own. Send your resumes to each place or each department that you want to be a part of. That's how it'll work. Okay? You need to do this on your own because they need you where they're at. You're at, and they're not. They don't really want to let you go.
I mean, I've been also applying to outside.
Yes,
because I see that they won't let me move where I am, and I haven't gotten
that
any.
That's correct. You need to go do it on your own.
Yeah. I haven't gotten much response from outside.
Pick a place that you want to go and then start sending resumes or call or do whatever you need to do.
Right. Yeah, I've been applying and sending resumes.
You've been applying where?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't understand. You've been applying where?
I've been applying to other places and sending resumes as well.
Yeah, you have to follow up. It's important to follow up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as you getting another job, yes, that will happen. Everybody had job questions today. Unbelievable. But yes, that will happen.
Okay.
So, what you said you had a question about a man?
Yeah, there's someone I care about. We were seeing each other at a job that I left, and we still keep in contact. And I didn't know if he is being honest with me, if he's single and not seeing other people, or if me and him will develop into anything like real, you know, deeper. Because I do care about him, and I like him.
Well, where did he live? How far does he live from you?
He doesn't live that... Well, he lives, like, maybe 40 minutes away, and where he works, where I used to work, is maybe, like, 15 minutes away. So he still works in the same town as me, and he still keeps in contact with me.
I feel you have a shot with him. Is there some place you guys can go have some coffee out in the park or some place that, you know, would be coronavirus-free or, you know, have some...
I keep asking him, you know, for his time, like personal time, and he's just secretive about his personal life. That's why I don't know if he maybe has someone else.
There's one way to find out. Do you know his roommate?
Yeah.
Go on U.S. search. You'll find out immediately.
Are you picking up anything psychically about him and me?
Well, I like you, but I'm telling you, if you want to know for sure, go to U.S. search. Put his name up, and every place he lived, if he's married or not married, will come up.
Okay.
Okay. Does he like you? Yes. Does he want to make a commitment? No. But he liked you as a friend.
Okay. Is he involved with other people?
I don't know, honey. I would need his picture. I don't know. But for now, because we're out of time, he's calling, okay?
Okay.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Thank you. Johnny, can you do me a favor? After she does a shout-out, can I talk to Barbara privately on the line after you do the shout-out?
If you want. I mean, I think Barbara got disconnected. Let's see,
what?
Barbara got disconnected. I don't know. Barbara got disconnected. Apparently, I must have accidentally deleted her or something here. Give me one second here. We'll get her back on the phone.
How do you keep doing that?
air?
There you go. I'm sorry, Barbara. I disconnected you by accident.
Are you on air?
Yeah, we're on the air. I disconnected you by accident. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, hi, everybody. And so I'm on air right now?
Yeah, but Barbara, can you do the shout out? And then can you stay on after he's over? Is there any way I can talk to you privately just for a moment?
Oh, that would be fine. And I'm glad that I'm back on here, you guys, because I'm like, hey, I didn't even do the shout out yet.
You can do the shout out right now.
Yes, I will. Okay. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you callers for calling in. And this was extremely good. All these readings were amazing, and we hope that helped you. And if you would like to take it one step further, which I highly suggest, contact Dale Shear directly at 808-372-1816. And you'll have a lot more time to talk to her about your issue and have her do a really great reading on you. And you'll be able to find the show and listen to this show again on our YouTube channel, Life After Happiness. And please do subscribe. And I just redid our website a lot last night, lifelafterhappiness.com. And it's more concise now. And so check that out. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and follow Dale Shear on Facebook. And also check her website out, daleshear.com. And we are just so grateful for you every Friday being with us, Dale. And it's always one of our favorite days of the week doing the show with you.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Right,
thank
you.
It's wonderful to be with Johnny and Barbara.
You.
I love it. Hey, Barbara, after we get off this show, can I just speak to you and Johnny for a moment?
Oh, okay. You want to talk to Johnny, too. Yes. Johnny, when we hang up from the show, please, let's do a three-way.
Sure. All right.
Okay.
Aloha,
everybody. And thanks for listening. Check our Facebook to see what's